Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that podcast show.
Welcome to How to Do That, episode number 23. This is Ryan Glanzer alongside, as always, Mr. Bart Kristoff.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And we've got, once again, our two special guests with us from last week. They were such a hit, we brought them on back. Lulu and Diego!
Woohoo!
Yay, hey everybody.
And tonight we are talking about shopping.
Yes.
Buying things, purchasing things, shopping for things. We're going to help you figure out the best way to do it and how to not get pressured into something you don't want.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's part of it. We'll get to all that. Quick word from our sponsor, of course.
Yes, our sponsor is BeSocialAustin.com. They are starting a karaoke league, if anyone is interested.
In Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas, and they are the one true Austin social club.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard things about others, but they must not be authentic.
They're just not, some of them aren't as social.
No, some are competitive.
We did have a whole social league talk, and we talked about this stuff before, and there are certain leagues here that are very, but they're, you know, sports-oriented, I think. You know, this one's got a karaoke league.
This one really emphasizes the fun part of it. Mm-hmm. Win or lose, we're all getting participation trophies, sort of thing.
It's social.
Yes. So, I'm excited. I hope to be part of that league. And
they told me you're not invited.
God damn them. I'm not social enough, I guess.
Okay.
And we've quick shout out to our blog. Of course, go visit us at howtodothat.co, where we've got lots of fun new articles up since last time. And you can go check it out for yourself. Just wide range of articles I've written in the past week, the second week of April 2018.
What's your favorite one?
Oh, man, the one about the public... I don't know. What the accidentally exposing yourself in public and how to recover from that, I think was
have you
that got
that
a lot
before?
Of likes. Have you accidentally pulled down your pants or something and you're like, oh, whoops, and you pull it back up, or you just fell and you exposed your breasts or something. I mean, it happens every day. Every day in my office,
have you
I see
exposed
that.
Your breasts?
Countless times. Lulu did the whole last show naked, so I mean, how do you recover from that? I mean, that's what that blog post was about, and I think it went over really well. Go read it for yourself, and be sure to comment. I guess that brings us right into our first topic tonight, which is, of course, shopping. Everything shopping related tonight.
And this isn't just your typical, hey, how to shop. You know, this is, how do you buy some of the weird stuff you don't want to buy at the stores? How do you get out of a pressured sales situation?
How do you
figure out where to buy your liquor, because we're about to do a show.
Heyo, heyo, away!
Cheers, everybody.
Yes. Cheers.
Tony Maselli once said. Cinnamony, as always.
Yes, I know it's not Diego's favorite.
Or Lulu's,
but I don't even know if it's yours.
It's
it?
One of my top 10, probably.
Is it in top? It's in top 10, top 5, top.
I didn't rank shots before the show, but I'm more of a, you know, if I'm going to line up at the bar and get shots, I'd prefer tequila with lime and salt. I mean, that's my
kind of
my go-to.
All right. Well, we have
I'm a pickle shot person.
Oh, yeah.
Chasing anything with pickle juice for all you listeners.
The pickleback? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, they call it a pickleback. Mm. It cuts any liquor.
It really does.
So you don't like the
and
actual shot. You're
no.
like, I don't want to do the shot.
I just want the pickle juice. Maybe I'll skip the shot next time, and I'll just do the juice.
Diego, what's your favorite?
Deep Bay's Ruby Red.
Ooh! You know, Austin, Texas. Yeah.
We're starting to sound like each other. Austin, Texas. Yeah. We said at the same time. When you're obviously a Fireball guy.
Well, yes.
I mean, it goes without saying.
I mean, obviously, it's the number one shot I always pick. I wouldn't say it's, like, the best, but I guess... it's one that's pretty easily, you know, if you buy it for a group, most everyone's going to take it. If I go buy a group of, Jamesons, you're going to have half the group's going to be like, no, I'm not doing it. It's a shot of Jameson.
Yeah. Basic shot for basic people.
Yeah.
Have you ever faked Have you ever faked a shot? Have anybody ever given you a shot and you pretended to take it or poured it out?
Yes. For sure.
Have you ever, so if you're the guy buying the round of shots, have you ever bought yourself like a Coca-Cola and then you buy everybody else Jaeger and then you act like you're doing the Coca-Cola, but it's, a, you know, you have Coke and everybody else has Jaeger?
Oh, no, I've done that.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that to Glanzer actually before.
Have you?
Yeah. There was one, I can't remember what we were doing, and it was a while ago. It was up at the Hanover's bar.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody dared us to do shots of Jaeger. Something happened where Jaeger came up, and I'm like, I do not want to do a shot of Jaeger. There's no way I'm doing Jaeger. No offense, Jaeger. I mean, I'm sure you're fine, but I just, you know, I can't do the Jaeger. So I had them pour me a shot glass filled with Coca-Cola, and then I had them pour you a shot glass of Jaeger.
You son of a bitch.
And then we did that shot together.
Did you ever, in college, do the waterfall? Or have you ever done the waterfall shot?
Well, I've done it in the game Kings.
Oh, yeah. That must be where it's
Kings
at,
right? Cup or whatever.
Now, is that where everybody, like, everybody starts drinking and the first person stops and then the next person after that?
Yeah.
Like, you can't stop until a person at the end has stopped?
Yeah.
Well, yes. I remember specifically cheating in that game once in college. Like, I was the first one to go and my glass was full of Sprite and everybody else had a pretty stiff, like, vodka drink of some sort.
And so I got people messed
up by that. Yeah, I got people messed up on that game.
I have a friend who pretends to be drinking and just keeps putting his fingers out like he's counting the seconds, but his throat isn't moving. So you know he's not swallowing anything, but he's pretending. So that's another way to get away with it.
I've had a girl that's done that to me before.
Oh.
They just I'll pretend.
Bet she
Wow. Kidding! Yes. Wow.
That's why we have that MA rating out there on iTunes. Yes. So we can get away with stuff like that. We've warned you. There's going to be some adult topics.
Yes. And tonight especially.
Yeah, we're talking about shopping for things that aren't always so wholesome.
Yes. Well,
and sometimes they are.
Yeah, sometimes they're fine. So and then sometimes you have to get the strap on. And you're like, who goes and buys a strap on?
Yeah, and Who's the one who wears it later? I mean, there's all sorts
of... that's not part of the shopping portion. Are you asking a question? What is happening?
I thought you were referring to something very specific.
I know. Someone has to go buy it, you know, so... And do you buy it together? Is it like a, you know, you show the cashier that there's the two of you there to buy it together? Or is it kind of a solo purchase? Or, what, you know, and then do you discuss it with the sales or the... cashier, like, hey, does this have four vibration modes or two? Or how does this work? Yeah. How many batteries do I need?
Are you the very open type of shopper who asks these questions and puts them on the spot? Or are you just trying to get out of there without being seen? I mean, that's the kind of thing we're going to discuss on tonight's show.
Yes, exactly.
So we'll start out tonight with a simpler one. And I know Lulu had a great story for this, something she read in the news. But how to bring someone along with you who hates shopping.
Okay, the reason why this comes up is... there was a couple shopping at a mall, a multi-level mall, and the woman had been shopping, you know, all day. The man, her husband, said, if you go into one more store, I'm throwing myself off the balcony. And she did. She went into one more store. Man throws himself off the balcony, dead. So, yeah. The question is, what do you do? How do you get somebody who hates shopping that much that they will literally throw themselves off a four-story patio, balcony, actually enjoy shopping or at least go with you and not throw themselves off a balcony?
Why do you need them to go with you? Well, there's that. Crickets. Can you leave them at home?
Yeah, can you just leave them?
What if you end up in a situation where, no, they don't need to go to the stores with you. That's the point. These are ideas. Do you leave them at a bar, at a like a restaurant?
Why can't you just leave them at home? Why do they even have to come?
They're already out.
In this scenario, they're with you, let's say.
Yes.
Okay.
For the sake of argument.
What do you do?
Drop me off at home.
This is not...
So you're too far from home to get dropped off at home.
Yes, you are.
All right, then leave me at a bar next door, I guess. That's, you know...
I think it's a lot easier.
I have had this situation with my wife, and we were in a small town in Wisconsin, and, you know, we...
Don't you know?
Don't you know? And we ended up, me and her father ended up going into a bar while they went and shopped. You know, my wife and her mom. Oh, that's what we did. We drank old fashions and talked.
But the question, so my question, would you, in any scenario, throw yourself off a four-story balcony because you were so upset about the trapping situation?
I think that guy must have thought he was going to land on something soft, or he saw, like, I can land on this third balcony below, and like, oh, shit, I missed it, and now he's...
Oh, man. That's rough.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he had definitely had some mental issues, like, for sure. Yeah. I mean, to something throw yourself off a balcony. But no, I've also gone to, because I hate shopping. I go into the store, I know exactly what I want. I'm in a mall less than 30 minutes max. So if I'm with friends who love to shop, I will go, we have to go to a mall that has like the theater that's kind of next, and I'll go watch a movie, and then they know they have 2 hours plus.
Mm.
And that's what I do.
It's a good option. That's nice, yeah.
So that's what I do.
I will say, if you are at a mall with an Apple store, that is also another option, because sure. A lot of men love techie things, or any store where that's interactive, I feel like, is a good option.
Hey, if they've got an internet connection and I can get porn, I'm good to go.
So you're the creepy guy at the mall watching porn on the freaking, like, sofa in the middle of the mall while everyone's walking.
No, there's no sofas in the Apple store. I'm standing right up in the front as people walk in.
Oh, so you're in the Apple store
watching. No viruses! Okay. No viruses!
Yeah, in general, it's just a lot easier to be second person shopping along. You have a phone. I mean, who needs anything else? Give me a spot to sit. I'll sit there on my phone and mess around for 40 minutes. I can easily kill 40 minutes on a phone.
What about arcade? If there's an arcade in there, I could kill a lot of Dave and Buster's or like a...
Dave and Buster's.
Well, yeah, they're sometimes in there in malls.
And Austin's really great, too, because so many stores now will just like have beer, you know?
Yeah.
It's not even a
Give me a
thing.
Beer and an Apple store. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
The two shouldn't mix.
Well.
You can do some damage with a beer and an Apple store.
I know.
I just went to Knockout's haircut yesterday in Round Rock, the boxing-themed haircut place.
I've never even heard of that.
I had three beers while I was there. I mean, they just gave me three free beers.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just
You basically
pretty
got a free haircut.
Basically. Right? Well, no, it was $41.
Oh, my God.
I did not get a free haircut.
Yeah, no, well, that's like Finley's. I go to downtown. They give you as much free beer as you want, but it's $35.
Are these beers like Coors Light or?
Oh, they have a pretty good variety, but yeah, I mostly drink like Miller Lights and the cheap stuff. It was noon on a Tuesday, and I still had to go back to work.
He's going.
Well, that's good. Noon on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I don't care what time.
No
of
wonder
day it
they
is.
Gave
you
three beers.
Offer me. You specifically say, "Hey, would you like a free beer?" When have you ever said no to that?
When I get my hair cut now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I work from home. I could drink all day if I wanted to, but I don't. I can't.
Shit.
I don't go and get my hair cut and drink a beer midday because then I know I'm going to have to take a nap or...
Well, I guess I'm the only alcoholic in the group then. Okay. Well, good to know. Chirp, chirp. All right, well, I guess moving on.
We have a few... Wait, no, I want to understand. How did you, because we're talking about how to shop for, so how did you shop for your haircut place? Where did you find Knockouts?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I used Google Maps to find the nearest hair salon.
And that was it?
To my office, and that was it, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
And you didn't even did you call them about pricing, or did you look at their website about, or you just said, you know what, screw it, I'm going there.
I had time to kill.
See.
Yeah, I had time to kill, so I just was a walk-in, but it was the nearest one to my office. And,
but what I'm asking is because you said it was a $41 haircut.
Yeah, were you shocked?
That was a pretty pricey haircut.
No, I could have got it in and out of there for like under $20, but I upgraded to their like MVP service with the massage and like the shampoo and the beard trim and everything.
So did they sell you on that or did you just want it?
It was neither actually. It was kind of just happened naturally throughout. I was like, oh, I guess my beard kind of needs trimming. Like, oh, we can do that. Like, okay. It was kind of mutual. There was no pressure.
And was the massage?
It sounds like some kind of a
those hot towels that they put over your face. Like
all of this sounds like a sex story. You're like, there was no pressure. It was mutual.
The happy ending.
And they put a towel on my face.
Yeah. The happy ending was worth it.
Was it really a happy ending?
Of course. Why else would I go there?
Like a real happy ending?
Yeah.
You were just happy.
Just kidding.
Oh my god.
You were just happy at the ending. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say I would have to have three beers before I let a hairdresser do a happy ending.
Well, they use the blow dryer and everything.
Especially a male hairdresser.
Lather up with that gel and no.
Well, if they can do pouty lips. Everybody in the room right now is looking at me like, what is wrong with this guy?
So how do you shop for clothes, Bart?
Yeah.
Oh, clothes? I only do online. I hate going into the store and shopping for clothes. I just like know the certain stores that fit my weird potato-sized body, and then I just order them online.
Yeah.
And then if I'm not quite sure, I'll order two, and then I just return the other ones, or I never return them, and then I just end up with extras because I'm an idiot sometimes. But
I will do 90% of my shopping online, but the one thing I'll do is like when it's short season is ending, and I know that the shorts are going to be on clearance, I'll like go in and hit up the clearance rack to buy all my shorts for the upcoming year.
I do the clearance rack a lot too.
Shorts will fit me, but everything else I kind of need to shop specially online. And you know, the worst thing, I could go on a whole tangent about big and tall stores. The big and tall store does not really have clothes that fit me. They go like straight from a regular size person up to like a 69 waist.
Like, yeah, and you are tall though.
How does a tall, slender man shop at
you should big open and tall a store, store, tall and slender.
Yeah. I should.
Yeah, that could be your store. Instead of big and tall, it's tall and
extra
not
tall.
Quite as large.
Oh, whoa.
Lulu and Diego, what about you guys? When you're going to shop for clothes, what's your tips here for our listeners?
Oh, I'm a big online shopper as well, I'd say. I find it very stressful to go into stores, especially.
Why is that?
I just feel like there's so much going on. And then per rack, there's so many items that I feel like it's so much to look through. And I just don't have the patience.
Do you feel obligated to buy when you're in the store too? If people are trying to help you?
Yes. The buckle is notorious for throwing things at you. You get one item and they're like, this would look really great on you. And they just keep piling it on. But then they give you things that have to be layered. So then you're like, all right, now I'm like $300 in for one outfit. And you do feel obligated because they've been helping you this all time. And you know that they work on commission. So yes, stores like that really stress me out.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely online is a little less stressful for me.
For my work, I have to usually like to dress up. So Express is like my go-to store because they have the different like small, medium, large, and then they have, you know, normal fit.
Don't forget they do have extra large. But I'll tell you, their extra large does not fit very well.
But they have like the normal like box, then like fitted, and then extra slim fit. So to wherever you are in like the spectrum, I really like shopping there for like work stuff. And then for I'm a t-shirt jeans guy, so like Target or like wherever has the cheapest one, and I get like one of every color, and I just get, because I don't think I've done any clothes online shopping because I've had three bad experiences and three strikes it was out, so now I just go in, do what I want, and leave. So
nice.
Yeah. Express I feel like has pressured me before too. Like I've been in the wait or the changing room trying stuff on, and then the guy's outside like, oh, let me give it to you in six different sizes and this and that, and it's four different colors, and I'm like, okay, and then I'm trying it all on, and then I come out and I go, yeah, none of this fits, I just look like a potato. And then he's like, oh, we've got other sizes, we've got potato size. So and then they'll come back and give you something and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy really wants me to buy something.
That reminds me of a funny story involving me shopping and trying on clothes for your bachelor party in Vegas. It was the day before, and I needed something cool to wear to your bachelor party. Nothing in my closet.
By the way, what you wore to the bachelor party, that was what you thought was cool?
Yes.
All right.
It was super cool.
It was voted worst outfit. I'm kidding.
I go to the Round Rock Outlet Mall. The day I was going to fly out, actually, because I needed something that day. Online shopping is out of the question. I go to the Round Rock Outlet Mall on like a 100-degree day over my lunch break, and I'm sweating my ass off. Like, I'm running around this place, like, store to store, frantically trying to find something that fits me, and I couldn't. And store to store, I'm just going, like, full speed, and I'm just soaking, just dripping sweat. I finally get to, I don't remember what store it was that ended up having something remotely reasonable, but I get in there, and I finally find a shirt that looks like something I would wear. And I start carrying it back to the dressing room, and I'm met by an employee there who sees this soaking wet man carrying some clothes on a hanger into the dressing room, and he, I don't remember his exact words, but something to the effect of, oh, you, I think you're too sweaty to try those on, was basically, he I agree with him, like, I totally, like, I was going to try to sneak in there because I knew how soaked I was and I was going to ruin the garments that I was going to try on, basically. So, I was advised very
politely.
Did you
end up buying things from him?
I did, yeah. I was advised very politely. I don't remember his exact words, but...
Man, I think I would have just hung them up.
Telling me to not try them on due to my
Did you
wetness.
Purchase said items?
I did.
He did.
I bought one shirt, yep.
I feel like I would have just hung it all up and left.
I was so tired. I was an hour late from lunch. I was soaking wet. I just bought something and got the fuck out of there. Screw the Round Rock Outlet Mall.
I
apologize for my tone of voice to you that day. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
I do feel like is it me? This is like the last life of those clothes anyways. They've made it to the outlet. Like,
I guess, yeah.
You ruin the garment. It was on its way out anyway, so.
Fair
that,
point.
That guy could have let you try on that shirt.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
I would have felt bad doing it, though, even if he had let me, because I was...
But
well, couldn't you have said, I'll try it on over my shirt?
Yeah.
Maybe. That was wet, too.
Yeah, but was it so wet that, like, you could wring it out? And
yes.
Then... Oh, wow.
It looked like I came in from a thunderstorm.
All right, I don't know.
I think somebody actually may have asked me if it had been raining when I walked into one of the stores. You don't understand. All right, moving on. How to shop for groceries. Anybody have any good grocery shopping tips for our listeners out there? Ugh. Well, my wife is in the grocery biz and works for Whole Foods. So I just tend to go to the Whole Foods domain where they have the 45 beers on tap and just, you know, have a couple of stiff ones before. And then, man... Shopping is fun now. I enjoy shopping. I volunteer to go grocery shopping because of the beer selection.
That's the one place that I actually like shopping is grocery shopping. I hate shopping everywhere else. I can't go into stores. I don't want, but well, unless it's the Apple store, but I never buy anything there. But at the grocery store, I freaking love it. I can go through every aisle. I can look at everything 15 times, see what price points there are. I can buy condiments, not condiments. I don't know, whatever. I just love the grocery store. I could be there for 4 hours and nobody would... No, I was missing.
I think that's a whole different point.
When you're at a different store for 4 hours, people take note. Grocery store, we just kind of forget about it.
I love the groceries. All right, anyway,
Diego?
No, I enjoy shopping at Whole Foods as well, but... For me, I think it's the same thing. I know exactly what I want and I'm super predictable when it comes to groceries. So I know where everything is in my grocery store. I go, get it, leave. But then it is interesting.
Do you not look at like all the, I look at everything. Like I see what's on sale. Even if it's something I never buy, like it could be like today we have, you know, purple yogurt granola bar is on sale, and I'd be like, what is purple yogurt? And I'd like read the box and be like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Oh wow. No, I go in, I have like my like dairy list, my like meats, my vegetables, my fruits, whatever toiletries I need.
Do you bring a list? An actual list?
I bring a list of the things that I know I cannot forget. Like if I need toilet paper, if I'm on my last roll, I'm like, you have to get toilet paper, like that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm super like predictable. But if they have the little stands of like, hey, we have this, you know, you buy this chicken thing and it comes with these five free items.
Oh,
yeah,
and they give you the taste test or whatever.
Yeah.
That is hard to resist.
Yeah,
you're like, ooh, I could definitely see myself eating this sausage. And if you go to Costco or something, it's like 8 years worth of this sausage. Yeah, and you're like, the sausage is so delicious, and then you buy it. And you're eating that fucking sausage for 8 years and you go, what the fuck did I just do? This person convinced me to buy 8 years worth of this sausage.
No, that's good.
And then you end up hating it.
But some of the deals are awesome because if it's like chicken fajita something, like you end up getting like almost $10 of free condiment thing. Like
yeah, where you get,
that. So it's like you can't pass up that deal. So
yeah.
So that's...
And then you're eating 5 years worth of chicken fajitas. It happens. They get you at those little stands with the little toothpicks. And you're like, yes, I could see myself making this item every day for some reason. And then you buy it and you're stuck making it every day. It's like the commercials you see on TV where they go, oh, that's not even something we didn't even put on here, but like the on TV stuff where they have like the limited offer and they're like, hey, we've got a perfect pizza maker. You can put a pizza on it, and instead of putting it in your oven, it rotates and it cooks your pizza perfectly. And you end up with 16 different kitchen appliances to cook 16 specific items that you never even freaking cook.
I wonder if there's ever been a realistic one where it's like they're counting down the timer, like, well, they were given 10 minutes to call in. I guess they don't get the free meal.
Yeah, we should test it sometime, you know, like watch it. And then when the timer goes down, you know, you like, call.
I know this aired 11 minutes ago, but can I please
can
get,
I still
the mini...
get the deal?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you're watching a half an hour show and it's always like a 10 minute countdown, but you see the same commercial every 10 minutes.
It just overlapped.
Like,
what the fuck?
You know that it's a scam. Or not a scam, but a scheme. That sounds right.
Scam?
Yeah. It's a...
tactic.
They're not necessarily scamming you.
Misleading marketing.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Creating a sense of urgency. A false sense of urgency.
False sense of urgency.
That's what we call
that's
it in
a good...
marketing.
I like that.
Fake
false
urgency.
Sense of urgency.
Yeah. We, at my job, we do...
That's what I try to do when I am trying to get, like, a woman to be, you know, a false sense of urgency.
That's nice.
If you don't marry me now, you might never get to...
This offer expires in 30 minutes.
But you say that every 2 hours, and then it's like, well, I know that it's coming again in 2 hours, so I'll just wait.
That's what she said.
I know, I knew that.
All right.
How to buy naughty things. Like naughty things.
Oh, that was a good segue, I guess.
Yeah. How do you buy something naughty? Like, you go to the... What are we talking about here? Like,
well, let's just start with the basics. Let's start with how do you buy a box of condoms?
You go to Walgreens or CVS. You don't go to the big shopping markets where there's
Or you do,
kids
and you go through self-checkouts. After you've hit him in the bottom of your cart.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, please.
No. I guess that's fine. But the self-checkouts, though, are also very exposed now. Like, it used to be, like, you wait in the line, but now it's... There's some... Whether it's, like, all very open, so you're kind of exposed.
Well, yeah, because for those of you who aren't in Austin, they don't believe in supplying bags to you. And so you
have... Yeah, you have to have something to quickly, like, deposit that in.
Yeah, so you have to remember your own bag or it's completely exposed.
See, I think when you go to the Walgreens, you just go to that back counter where the pharmacy is and you buy them back there.
Right. Well, there's only like two or three people in the line, if that. It's, you know, it's,
yeah,
like,
you're right.
At
Walgreens,
small line,
it's probably
so like,
better.
Yeah.
I would...
But do you pick, like, okay, so if there's an option and there's two different people, all right, do you look at each person and go... I'm going to go to that person to buy my...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, okay, if it's a guy, go to the guy, because I know he understands. If it's the grandma, I'm like, I'll wait this out.
I would think that buying condoms would be an item that you'd be like really proud by. Hey, look at me. I'm going to be using these later. I think that's something you tout when you get
Yeah, but when you bring that Magnum XL box up there and you set it down on the counter, are people looking at you going, yeah, right.
Of course, everybody's judging.
I will say, I am married, but I still, for some reason, have like this Catholic guilt about, like, I don't know. Let's forget about that. So anyway, the other day I go to Walgreens and there was like buy one, get one condom package half off. And I was like, okay, like I definitely need two, right? So I bought the two and then I had cat food. And like, something, one other thing, and I'm like, I'm the most awkward person right now. Like,
that is the one thing about Walgreens.
Bag of cat food, and then I have like all these. Because
maybe you see one other thing you need. Like,
for some reason,
these
I still
are for my cats.
About it.
Yeah, and you buy your box of condoms, and you're buying your condoms, and then you're buying a big thing of Slim Jims, and they're like, what are you doing in your spare time? Like, because at Walgreens, it's not a whole cart of stuff, and then that's the extra thing at Walgreens. You're buying very specific items. Very good. You know, if you end up going through that As Seen on TV aisle and you're like, I need the quesadilla maker and I need a pack of Magnum condoms, they're going to be like, what are you doing tonight?
Or they're going to be like, this sounds like a really great night. Like, quesadilla.
Has anyone ever been a cashier anywhere where I've never worked in a place where people buy things.
I think Lulu's worked in a grocery store.
I have. That was one of my high school jobs, was working at a grocery store. Cashier.
So you've seen people buy condoms?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, I mean, I was super chill. Like, you just push it through like it's whatever. You know,
I think
it's,
that's...
Yeah. Did you feel as embarrassed as a person?
Oh, no. Because, I mean, like, it's like we've all been there, and so you just like you're like ah, this is what it feels. So you just kind of like.
Did you ever look up at the person?
Yeah, see, you, like, you like you just pretend like nothing is like because it is it's another item. It's like
okay. So they probably don't even care. So you're saying as a purchaser, we're probably more freaked out. Cashier's yeah. like, I don't really give a
oh crap. Yeah, but yeah, because people go in there all the time with weird stuff, or you get people trying to return weird thing. You know, like there's that's the least of your like you know who cares. You know?
I would say I would guess. Realistically, like less than 1% of the time, like it actually a cashier or customer engages in some sort of conversation about the thing, like, oh, what are you buying those for? I bet that happens right. Rare, but that's very rarely.
Right. Because if you don't want, because I mean, if they complain to your manager, yeah. then you're in trouble. You know, right. you know, like they're a customer. You know, all that kind
see,
of stuff.
See, so I used to work at Best Buy, but I never worked at a grocery store. And like when we would check. Out people, you know, we were supposed to kind of engage in what they were buying. So, like, if they bought a Nirvana CD or something, we'd be like, oh, I love track number 3 on that album or whatever. So, for me, I feel like if they put me in that grocery situation, I'd be freaked out because I'm like, oh, the lubricant on this one's really good. Like, you know, like, I wouldn't know how to.
Well, yeah, man, you're going to have to let me know how these work out.
Well, the one story with the, like, going to, like, the corner store, like, you know, a pharmacy, is that, like, if you're trying to. Try out different things. You might buy 3 or 4 boxes or 3 or 4 different kinds of like lube or whatever. And sure. so it's less awkward there than a grocery store where you're like, where it could be, you know, grandma's the cashier yeah. and she's like scanning 3 bottles of lube and 3 boxes of condoms plus a pack of gum or whatever you're trying to like kind of hide it with. So
in a baby pool.
Like, do they have Costco condoms? Do they make like a 800 pack or something at Costco?
That's a good question. Yeah, I've never checked at Costco.
I don't believe I've seen that there. I am a frequent
they
shopper.
Have like a 20-pack of deodorant. You'd yeah. think they'd have like an 800-pack.
I would. You know, maybe because I think they have a pharmacy there, so maybe it would be something because that would be expensive, I feel, that they would keep behind a counter or something.
Mm-hmm. Remember, okay. I need the 800-pack of Magnum
well, okay,
condoms.
But can I say, as I... person who was younger working in a grocery store, we didn't actually sell condoms. I had a woman walk up to me and asked, and that I think that is rare to not sell them. But anyway, a woman walked up and asked for prophylactics, and I was like, huh? And she repeated it multiple times, the same word, prophylactic, and I had no idea what she was talking about. Finally, she screamed the word condom at me, and I was like, oh, yeah, we don't have those. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
To answer your question, no, you cannot say that.
Remember Grandpa Simpson picking up like, a condom wrapper off the
ground? No, you cannot say that.
Remember Grandpa Simpson picking up the condom wrapper off the ground and latex condo. I'd like to live in one of those.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, is there any other naughty things we can talk about buying? Or?
Well,
yes.
Oh.
I think if you're talking about, like, toys and stuff like that. Now, I will say... I feel like there's a lot of good online options going back to our online shoppers. Mm. But I will also say that if you're going to a store that sells things like that, it's always a really good option to just say like, oh, like I'm going to a bachelorette party or a bachelor party and like, you know, so like you don't
but
have
obviously
to feel
they're not
like,
I mean, they work in the store. Like they know you're in there.
Well, there's a difference between like a store like that or like a Spencer's that sells a lot of stuff like that, but it has like young people working kind
oh,
of,
yeah,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying? Like there's a lot of stuff in a store like that yeah. versus like something that's very themed toward just sex.
Now, have any of you, this is like, I've always like, I've had, I don't want to say fantasies about this. This is weird. I've driven past before and I've heard about these stores and I've never been in one, but they're the sex toy stores where they have literally like in the back, like the jerk off booths and weird things like that. Have you guys ever been in a store like that?
Yes.
Yeah. I've never even been in one. So what happens? Is there weird things in the back? Like, did you go in the back and see what was going on?
In Sex World in Minneapolis, they have a dollhouse in there with like women, naked women who are portraying dolls, and you put in money in like a slot and they do things with each other. For your experience, for the viewing pleasure,
and
yeah.
then it's you're in a booth. Do you sit with a friend or are you by yourself?
No, it's kind of open. Like you can multiple people can just kind of observe it.
What
are
do you
they
mean?
Just observing?
Like were you
or,
standing
like,
or sitting?
Happening?
You're standing. They're behind like a glass wall. Like they're in.
Does
a, like,
anyone whip out and start going?
No, I don't think you can do that. It's like public enough where you can still see the rest of the store. But I don't think I'm not quite not in the
so
same.
So what was the point of it?
Well, I mean, they were naked. They were doing things with each other, but it was like you could just
watch. How much money did you have to put in?
I mean, somebody put in like $5 and it worked for a while.
Did they have a thing that closes or something?
They would just stop.
Oh, they just stop and they stand there naked?
Yeah, they would just like go back in their doll positions. They would just go back to the immobile position. It was really weird.
This sounds very interesting. But now I'm even more interested.
If you ever get to Minneapolis, Sex World, I think that's what it is. We went in there once to buy a gag gift for my friend. We went in to buy a butt plug for my friend for his bachelor party.
Oh my God.
So, I don't know.
When you bought it, did they ever... So here's a question. I've never been in a sex toy store, ever. Like any sex toy store, ever.
That's the seventh time you've said that.
Yeah, so that means letting you know. My question is, when you go in there and you buy some, like let's say you just go to the wall and they have the cheap, like you went in and got your butt plug. They had the cheapest butt plug, right? And then they probably have a butt plug that's like 40 times as much money or whatever. Like it's the iPod of butt plugs, right? So when you buy the cheap one and you bring it up to the counter, they try to sell you on the big one?
Nobody tried to sell us on that.
Not the big one. The expensive one.
They could tell that me and my snickering group of friends were just in there for the gag version. So I didn't get pressured into trying to buy a better one. Some of the people who were...
Well, I'm asking because, you know, I worked in retail. So when we sold computers, we had... Back in the day, we had these cheap computers called E-Machines. I don't know if anybody remembers the E-Machine. It was a really cheap piece of crap computer. They don't make them anymore. But that computer was like the cheapest thing you could entry level into. So people come in and like just pick them up off the shelf. And we'd be like, no, don't buy that. It's terrible. Like buy this. So I didn't know if like you bought the cheap butt plug and people were like, no, that butt plug will completely hurt
it
you.
It gets lost all the time.
Oh my God.
You'll be fishing
spontaneously combusts.
You hear about the girl three towns over who used that thing? It was always three towns over.
Yeah. Now she has three butts. Nobody thought that was.
Has three butts.
Anyways, that's my point. Do they try to upsell you?
I think so. If they must be able to read the customer.
You just said no.
If they read the customer and they see that it's a serious buyer, yes. If they see it's a jackass.
From a female perspective, you go in there and you buy a little, you know, toy the banana toy. Do they try to upsell you on it?
I will say the only time I've ever gone to a store like that was legitimately for a bachelorette party. And one of my girlfriends that was with us was like, oh, I've always wanted to be at a store like this. So she was looking at all the merch and...
the merch.
Do we know this friend?
No, we do not. Yes.
We'll call her Chesty Lamar.
No. And... Anyways, the point is, she was able to make her selection and get advice, but never upselled. So it wasn't like, I'm going to make you buy the most expensive thing in here. It was like, what are you looking for? And then let me show you your options. It wasn't like trying to upsell.
Now, do the people who do this...
It's a personal thing.
I know, but do they share, like, do they try these products themselves?
Okay, so the weird thing about where we were at was, like, there was a male working. So it was, like, not...
Perv.
It wasn't, like, we were getting somebody, who had experienced anything to deal with a female body. Because they hadn't, you know. So I don't know the answer to that question, if that's...
We spent a lot of time on this portion. Yes.
Well, I think that's what our listeners are tuning in for. That's what they wanted to hear.
We're going to talk about. So, like, instead of naughty things that you're buying like that, embarrassing. Embarrassing in a different way. Not like you're purposely needing this because you want to go have a orgy. This is more like I have
diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea and I need to go get myself...
Yes, or adult diapers or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So how do you buy that? Do you still go to the Walgreens?
No, I think for...
Like, if it's really embarrassing, like, let's say you had a problem where you needed to get adult diapers. Where would you purchase those at? Online?
Definitely online.
No, because, like, I would say with, like, grandma, grandpa kind of thing. I'd be like, I mean, because they're probably going to be cheaper in a grocery store than they are going to be at... CVS or wherever.
Oh, probably. So you would act like they're for somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if it's a prescription? Like, what if it's an erectile dysfunction prescription?
Well,
pharmacists deal with so many things.
You're like, I don't care if the pharmacist.
No.
Okay.
No.
And I think unless they were cute, then I'd be like, I'm gonna go somewhere else.
But even
I would just go through the drive-through. I think drive-through pharmacy.
Yeah.
I think mostly
and I'd wear a mask.
Most of the embarrassing things that people need are things that they need right away, and you can't really get them online. I feel like. Like, when I need an anti-diarrheal medication, I can't order it on Amazon. I need to go to the store and buy it in person right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got to face the music, I think, and go through. I remember I was in...
And if you have erectile dysfunction, you need those pills now.
Right. Not tomorrow. Not next week.
I will say, Viagra started as a blood pressure medication, so that's always a good excuse.
Really?
Your blood pressure's high, you need the Viagra.
Okay, for this one product that we're talking about here. But yeah. Oh, because I was talking about ED. I see what you're saying, yeah.
But with diarrhea, I feel like I don't know anyone who doesn't have Imodium in their like.
I bring it with me everywhere I go.
I was gonna say yeah. I was like, so that's because that's the
nobody wants to poop in a public bathroom.
That's the over the counter go to. I mean, like that's the strongest over the counter for like you know. That's
and then Pepto Bismol turns your poop black, so that one's usually not the option.
That's like
you want.
That's stage one. That's like if it's like mild.
It works. It works. I mean, you could drink a whole bottle and you won't poop for a week, but when it comes out, it's going to be blacker than any T-shirt you own that's black.
Sure. But yeah,
you could dye T-shirts in your poop black.
Well, yeah,
probably a little bit extreme.
Good.
Yes. Well,
No, I tend to experience things like this when I travel because of the new surroundings and lack of familiarity. I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm usually on the road.
No.
I remember like specifically going to Toronto and like having a thing where a toilet involved thing, which I won't get into too much detail on the show for the sake of our listeners, but.
Oh, because we haven't gone too far yet.
Well, it's personal. I'm the only one here going by my. I'm the only person here going by my real name.
What happened? What did you do to Canada?
I actually did nothing to Canada. I tried to do something in Canada and I couldn't.
Because of the medication?
No, because I was so
anxious.
Oh, you're constipated?
Very. Oh, very.
From what? What did you eat?
Nothing. Just flying sometimes will do that to a person. It's very common.
True,
it's very common. It's very common. It's your lack of water, basically.
So did you push and almost pass out or?
Basically. Yeah. So I had to go to what was the thing they have in what's the Canadian?
Did you take an X-Lax? Or like a laxative?
Yes, in Canada.
Did it work?
But that's aside from the point. The point was me purchasing it there, and I specifically remember like being embarrassed to buy it at the hotel
Oh, you bought it in the hotel desk. That's a good point.
Yeah,
like,
they were right there.
Would you guys
there.
Buy embarrassing stuff like that at the hotel
and
desk?
It was, and the person was like, huh, like turned the box and was like looking at it. And then I felt like I owed an explanation as to why I was purchasing it. It's like, yeah, you know, sometimes traveling back things up a little bit.
You told them?
I was telling them why I was purchasing it.
And I don't think they cared.
No, she was like examining the box, like, huh, like looking at it. I felt like I owed her an explanation as
what
to...
What hotel are you
it's at? It's always the person you're with. You're always buying it for somebody else.
There's someone up in the room.
I owned up to it.
They passed out on the toilet. They were trying to talk. Well, I like... To calm my stomach, I'll do a little ginger ale, ginger beer, ginger something.
Peppermint.
To stop yourself from pooping?
Yeah, just to kind of calm things down. You know, like sometimes you get on the plane, you're like, uh-oh. And if you think about it too much, you start to make yourself sweat thinking about it. And then it'll go in that phase where it's like, it rumbles a lot. And you're like, ugh. And then it'll stop for a second. And you're like, I'm okay. And then it'll start again. And you're like, ugh. So ginger ale seems to kind of calm that process down, or ginger something. It actually, we've talked about this before, I think, on the show. It's the number one ordered drink on a plane. Ginger ale.
We've mentioned that at least once on the show.
Because most people have to go shit.
Yep.
In your case, they got to buy something to help them shit. But
yeah.
I'm very happy that worked well for you.
Thank you. Yes, it was a lifesaver.
Did you keep the rest of it? Did you bring it back home?
Yeah, I probably still have it in a travel bag somewhere.
Yeah.
It says it expires, but it's just not as potent as you would expect.
See,
some of
I'd
them
be careful
get more
that,
potent.
Though.
You gotta be careful.
Oh no!
It depends on the medication.
So. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see that episode of Workaholics where he goes, "Yeah, I have Epicac. It makes you throw up." And he goes, "Oh, I can't throw up. I've never been able to throw up my entire life." And he's like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I just don't throw up. It doesn't happen. You can't make me throw up." And he goes, I'm pretty sure this will make you throw up. Scientists made it. And he's like, no, look, here, give it to me. And he chugs the bottle, and he's like, look, and then he goes, see, nothing. Nothing comes out. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they're talking in mid-sentence. He's like, blah, and he's puking everywhere. So, yeah, that shit, you know, Ipecac, laxative, Imodium, it works.
Yep.
What?
It does, yeah.
No, I mean, I take Imodium all the time. I actually just saw that a guy died from taking too much Imodium.
Oh, no. So.
That is true.
Wow.
But it was Imodium poisoning. I feel like he was overdoing it.
Oh, yeah.
But my question is, what the hell was he eating all the time to take so much Imodium? Like, I take it out when I'm afraid, like, I'm going to be out at a bar somewhere and something's going to happen I don't want to happen. But it's not something I have to take 3 pills a day or anything like that.
Right, right.
No. If you need more than one pill a day, you need a prescription.
If you need more than one pill every, like, 3 days, you probably need a prescription. Because one pill a day.
Well, I feel like if something is trying to escape that badly, just let it happen, for God's sakes.
Mr. Lemmy Winks in the South Park. Remember that?
Let it go.
Let it go. Oh, well, I guess we've covered naughty things, embarrassing things, groceries, clothes. I mean, we could touch on, like, homes and cars, but I think we could... I don't know if anybody has any interesting stories on home purchasing.
What about, instead of, like, specifically on homes and cars, like, how do you... Do you guys haggle with people? Or are you good haggling to get the best deal? Or are you more of, like, I'm just going to let them sell me and it's over?
No, I will... Any major purchase, I'm bringing you with me, because you... You're like the,
yeah.
Like, I've seen you purchase and work with people before. I am like the biggest schmuck. I will get my air filter changed in my car, even if it's already been done like last week. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Why do they always do that? Damn car place. Every single time they make it seem like they just have to get your air filter changed.
I swear they just like bring a dirty one out from the back, like get some out of a closet, and like this is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't even know.
Yeah, no, I've had that happen, and I went, well, that's funny, because I changed it yesterday, and then the guy's like, you did? And I'm like, yeah.
For real?
Oh, yeah. No, because I just go to Walmart, and I just punch in my car or whatever, and then they tell you what air filter to get. It's not that hard to change.
No, it's very easy.
Put in a new air filter, boom.
What?
Done.
Super easy.
It's like $4.
I can do it.
Oh, my gosh, my mind is blown. They charged me like $50 for that.
Of course they do. That's how they make all
like
the
most expensive air filter there is like $8, I think.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And then they gave me a discount on my oil change because I got the air filter. It was like...
What was this, Jiffy Lube?
It was Valvoline.
Yeah. Oh, same shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a fuel injection cleaning thing once for like, I don't know, $60 or something recently. And the whole time I was agreeing to it, I'm like, I know I'm getting screwed.
No, the fuel injection thing, you are getting screwed because you can just buy the bottle of it for $4. You just pump it in your gas tank and that cleans your fuel injection. It's the same shit. That's all they do.
I did that once. I knew I was getting screwed, but the guy talked me into it. Like, I get sucked into these things. Like, they'll present 3 things.
That's how
like,
next
oh,
topic
I have to get one of
is
them.
Things that you get screwed over that you don't realize you're getting screwed over or something. That is, oh my gosh, my mind's blown.
Yeah, I always, when I'm doing car repair stuff like that, my dad and brother are mechanics, so I will usually, if I have time, to call them first and like ask them, is this a reasonable price? I mean, 100% of the time, they're like, oh my god, you're getting screwed. It's never been like, yeah, that sounds reasonable. So,
yeah, most
you
mechanics.
That is a good point, though. In shopping, finding good, like, mechanics, good barbers or hairstylists, certain things.
Oh, yes, that's
really...
right. Why don't you tell them about your hairstylist adventures? Because I know you've had a lot of troubles trying to find a good one here.
Well, I'm like a chronic shopper, I feel like. I'm just never... I feel like I want one thing, it doesn't work out, and I'm like, oh, I'll try somebody else, whatever. Anyway,
tell these guys how much you pay on average to get your hair done.
On average, approximately $200 for...
Wow, and you're bald.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Lulu
is not bald. And that counts for like a color. Well, this time it counted for a partial highlight and... basically like a toning of my color.
But the
and
last place she went to ripped out her earring.
So the guy, I don't know if anyone has seen this like Facebook video that's trending right now about this woman who's washing somebody's hair and she's like whipping the hair and she's hitting it and then she's pushing, like tapping the person in the head back and forth. And While they're in the sink, right? Has anyone seen that video?
Yes, Chesty LaRue posted that.
Okay, perfect.
She tagged you in it. Yes.
So, this is kind of the situation that happened to me. And my head was being literally, like, hit back and forth. And then finally, I just got a piercing recently within the past 3 weeks. And the piercing was ripped out of my ear. Oh. And I was bleeding everywhere. And it was awful. And the earring was broken, which I know it's not a lot, but it was $50 just for the earring. Not for the piercing, just the earring. And it was broke because it got pulled out of my ear and it broke. And anyways, there was like never even like a discount offered on like my service. And I feel like I should have at least been offered like a sincere apology and be like, you know what? I'm going to like, I want to make this right. I know I like broke
your And you know what I would have done.
You go straight to
I know
to
what
Yelp.
You would have done, but like...
I would have ripped like this person apart.
Yeah, or like a boss. I mean, like, you were physically injured. That's like...
But I do have to say, I feel like in that scenario...
You know what you're doing? You're justifying in your head.
I am because
someone who's a hairstylist should be able to avoid the objects in your ears.
However,
it's hair.
I do feel like it's probably something I should have brought up and said, just be careful that's fresh. And like, and I think it's not in
the
most
obvious. It probably
wouldn't
have mattered if it was fresh. The freaking earring exploded.
I don't think it's in the most obvious place is all I'm saying.
See the justification here? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people justify this stuff when they buy things and things happen and you're like, oh, well, I just didn't know how to do the air filter and I didn't want to do it, so I paid the $50 instead of $4. That's the justification we give ourselves because it's like the easy way out, but come on. That is ridiculous. Somebody did that to me. If I was bleeding... If the guy... I have a mole in the back of my head. And if my hairdresser cut the mole off and I was bleeding everywhere, I'd be like...
Well,
you guys are paying
skin,
for whatever it costs
me
to get this fucking fix. Like,
I'll usually let it go at the place, like if something like that happens, but then I'll just rip them on Yelp. Like, I'm an elite Yelper, and my reviews get bumped up to the top, so I have a kind of a
are all your Yelp reviews negative?
No, they're pretty well mixed. I have some bad ones, some good ones. Okay.
My problem is, I definitely want to go back to the salon. I just want to go back to a different person. And so I don't feel comfortable writing like a scathing review on
the salon. But you
got
the salon owner did this, right? So you want to line the salon owner's pockets with your money after they ripped your earring out. And this person didn't offer you any kind of discount or any kind of reparation for, hey, I've ripped your earring out of your head and you're bleeding everywhere.
I feel like it's enough for me to not go back to him.
He gets the money anyway.
It's kind of like that Seinfeld with Jerry. Remember that one where Jerry didn't want that guy to cut his hair anymore, so the nephew tried to do it in the apartment? It's exactly like that.
Yeah, except he didn't physically injure Jerry.
Well,
he gave
him a humiliating haircut.
Yeah,
it looks like a little boy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess we'll see. We'll see. I can't hold a grudge to save my life. Anyone who knows me knows that. So, like, to me, I'm just like, it's done. I've got it fixed. I'm good. And I just won't go back.
That's a very redeeming quality. Not holding grudges.
Yeah. And I can't. I can't.
See, I move on. There's so many businesses. Like, I move on. I stick with the businesses that are good to me. Now, if a business... Like, okay. I don't know. Is this your first time at this business? Okay. So, you've been there before. So, you've had a good experience before?
One time I was there and I had a great experience. I don't remember the reason why I didn't go back. But I think it was because I thought maybe at the time it was too expensive, not realizing that Austin in general is
so what
very
I would
expensive.
Do is here's what I would do. You had a good experience once, the owner screwed it up and he's the owner, right? So he cares about his shop. So I would, next time I'm booking an appointment, I would talk to the owner and say, look, you remember me, you ripped my earring out. Here's how much it cost me to get it fixed. I do like your salon. I'd like to come back, but I would like that taken off the bill for my next haircut. And if you, or my next hair, and if you do that for me, I'm loyal to you.
You just need
and
to
that's
bring
it.
Me. Yeah.
That's it. That's very reasonable. If they say no, then just don't go there anymore because they suck. And if he's an owner, so what's it going to cost him? 70. What did it cost you to fix the earring?
It cost me $20 plus tip. So 50 plus 25, I guess, was what it
so
cost.
$75.
$75.
So you had a $200. So he's got to give you a $125. So he's losing $75 on one thing, but you're going to be loyal to him after that, right?
Right.
So to me, that would be like a no-brainer for the
cost
owner.
Cost of business. Yeah.
And if he's not going to do it, then that's probably not the place you want to go anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell us on our Facebook page if we're if I'm wrong.
We all, I think, agree that having a Bart Kristoff on our side when making a big purchase is the way to go.
Absolutely.
Or if I want to cancel like DirecTV or something, I would rather hand him the phone than me do it, because I'll get talked into not only keeping it, but subscribing to more channels.
Oh my God, I'm
so
that person.
I just called into
too.
XM Radio to try to cancel. I had a year free trial when I bought my car, and then it started charging me for it, and I called to cancel. I ended up
buying more. Did you get the MLB package?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah. They told me about MLB Network, and I'm like, yeah, that would be nice. I ended up paying $300 for the damn MLB Network.
I know what these guys do. I'm not stupid.
I could have easily talked them down to like probably getting it for 10% of that if I would have just had a Bart Kristoff there to guide me or do it.
See,
for
when
me.
When mine went through, I told the guy, I go, look, I know that SiriusXM. I know that if I wait, I'm gonna get in the mail a thing that offers me 6 months for $15.
Yeah.
So you can either give me the 6 months for $15 now, and you can say, hey, boss, I made a sale, or you can cancel my subscription. I'll wait for about 3 weeks, and you'll send me the letter, and I'll resubscribe, and you won't get the credit for the sale. So what do you want to do? And then they're like, all right, I'll give you the 6 months for $15.
Yeah. I knew that. I miss my XM.
Yeah, the MLB Network is not – it's like part of the – only the like top tier package that you can get.
No, I mean that's not included. Yeah, obviously. No. I might be able to negotiate the 6 months at $15 and whatever the MLB package would cost.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's what my dad does too. Though my dad calls me. He lives in Ohio. He calls me from Ohio and he says, "Hey, AT&T or Time Warner started charging me more for my cable service. Can you call them?" And I'm like, "All right, give me the phone. You know, give me your social security number. Give me your, because I have to act like I'm him."
Right.
So I got to play him on the phone, and then I'm calling, and I'm, you know, and they're trying to verify all the information. They're probably wondering why I'm calling from Austin and all that. But then, you know, we get through it, and then by the time we're done, I call my dad back. I go, okay, you're all set. And he goes, what happened? I have HBO now. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got you a better deal, and you have HBO. And he's like, well, how did you do that? And I'm like, you just tell him. You're going to switch.
Where did you get that trait from? Obviously, you didn't get it from your parents. How'd you pick that up?
He's a Leo.
You know where it came from is me working in retail.
Mm.
And then, so I went from Best Buy to a company called H.H. Gregg, who's now out of business, maybe for certain reasons. But they were a pure commission shop that was allowed to make deals on electronics. And so I think I learned the traits from very aggressive people toward me.
Mm.
And I was like, this is working against me, so I know I can use this against other people because I feel like I'm pretty tough. So if this guy's able to, you know, grind me down, I can grind anybody down.
Sure, sure.
So that's where it came from, I think.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I also feel like as a person who's witnessed this working in your favor, Bart, that because it's worked so often in your favor, it's just kind of propelled you to like continue doing
it. Could be the confidence, yeah. You're like, I know I'm gonna get what I want, so I'm just gonna, yeah, yeah. You're right, yeah. It's probably partially that too.
I was with you one night coming from I think back when you lived in Cedar Park, and we were taking the train from downtown back north at, like on a weekend night, and for whatever reason, like your card didn't work when you tried to buy a train ticket. I remember sitting on that train with you and you bitching out the person at the credit card company just ruthlessly and getting like some crazy I don't know, some deal, like you got, oh, I don't know, they gave you $100 or something.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, that's crazy.
Well, it's the one thing I did learn in college, I guess, was you know, for every one person that complains, there's 10 people that feel the same way as that one person that complained. And so if you legitimately have a point and a reason to complain, you're not just one of those people who, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Waiting. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Yes.
Have you seen Waiting?
I don't know if I've seen it.
It's the one where they're like servers in a restaurant.
It's supposed to be in Austin, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Or it was filmed here or something?
I think so. Yeah, you guys should watch it sometime. But anyways,
it's funny.
There's a scene where there's like they're waiting tables and there's one woman who like she's gonna hate everything that comes to the table. Like that's just that woman. If you're not that person, you're fine. Like, if you're the one that always complains, things aren't going to go your way the way you want them to. But if you're the person who's like, has a legitimate reason to complain, and you can present it to the person that you're complaining to in a way that's like, look, I know you're running a business. I understand what's going on. But you do have to admit that this situation doesn't make sense. You should fix this. Then they will be like, okay, but if you're that person that's like, I don't like this. I don't like you.
Yeah.
Then they're going to tell you to go fuck off because they don't want to deal with it.
Right. I've one tip that's related that I found that works pretty well for me when I actually do need to get out of something. And I successfully got out of DirecTV without any questions asked by simply playing a character on the phone. I was no longer this Ryan Glanzer that you're hearing right now. I was Ryan Glanzer from Austin, Texas, and I'm actually heading down to Antarctica on a six-month expedition here coming up, and I have no access whatsoever to my TV. I'm not going to be able to use my app, nothing like that. You're just going to have to cut me off. I talk in that voice with a lot of confidence. No questions asked. Like, okay, sir, very good then. We'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah.
You play a character like that, or even just a... Or the confused old man or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Well, so you're saying a different character of...
I don't know. Yeah.
Makes you feel
I'm
more
confident.
I'm pretty
sure that you see your birthday, though. I don't know if the old man thing is going to pass on like a 30-some-year-old
Worth
man.
A shot.
Yeah, true.
I'd rather do that than use my own personality and like put myself on the line. I'd rather pretend.
That makes sense. I get it. I understand that, yeah. In most cases, people just make me do it, but...
So all right, dead.
So, yeah, I think we covered most of this.
Shopping made easy.
Yeah, how to shop.
And good if job. You want to shop locally on howtodothat.co, you can buy an autographed photo of us for just $5.95.
Do you really have that online?
Yeah. Well, you just have to email us. I mean, I'll take PayPal or something.
Who the hell wants to buy an autographed photo of us?
I don't know. Our listeners. Maybe.
All right.
Get it now. It's only $5.95.
You can hire us for your next birthday party or work event. We would love to come out and clown around. Barbie we are not clowns, but we... What would we even do for people?
Your next
what would we do for
Yara.
People?
Yeah.
I was almost... Well, as a parent of a three-year-old who goes to school... At a Montessori school, I have to do a presentation once a semester as a volunteer hours, and I can do it on anything I want. And I did it on baseball the other day, but I was almost going to do a presentation to the children on podcasts and like how to do one. And I was going to record, like, I was going to interview the kids and let them talk in the microphone and then play back. I thought that'd be amusing.
Oh, that would be fun.
So maybe we could do something like that. I didn't do that, but I'm going to keep that in mind for next time.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So maybe.
All right, our small fee of $10,000 is like, not, it's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket.
We'll put it on iTunes and everything for you. You don't have to worry about any of that technical stuff.
Yeah, it'll be on an explicit podcast for children.
Yes.
Sponsored by the hair salon.
They love to rip earrings out. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And again, our sponsor is besocialaustin.com. And we are also able to be found on Twitter and Facebook and
Instagram.
Instagram, how to do that.
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
They've done a spoof of our show now.
I'm sure that many spoofs have been done well before we started this show.
Of us.
Are you serious?
They've done a How to Do That parody on Pornhub now.
Are you being serious, sir?
Of course not.
Oh my God.
I was about to put a plug in for MySpace.
I
was
like
is MySpace still around?
I was like,
somebody's playing Bart Kristoff.
Yeah, I'm like, is Bart fucking Ryan? Ryan fucking Bart? Like, what's happening in this situation?
I didn't envision anything beyond.
That was funny, though.
Line. Oh,
you got
I can't
me.
Believe you bought it.
No, I did for a second. I'm like, somebody listened to us and put us on. Maybe you knew a friend that was, you know, a Pornhub guy. Because don't they in
hey,
Austin they make
here's
those...
how to do that.
Isn't Fleshlight in Austin?
Yeah.
I don't know why I made that motion for that, but isn't Fleshlight? Yeah, Fleshlight
is
in
yeah.
Austin. Yeah. All right. Anyways, so yes, find us online and please comment on our blog on any shopping situations or embarrassing moments that you've had shopping. We will be sure to make sure we play some of those or read some of those on our next show just because it's funny.
I'm sure we've only hit the tip of the iceberg on shopping, too. There's so much more we can go into, but we'll save that for one of our many, many future episodes. I want to thank our special guests for the second week in a row for joining us, Diego.
Yeah.
And
Diego,
Lulu.
You don't have like a signature sign-off?
That was it.
That was...
Come on, what do you got?
I mean, I'm Latino. I could do like a grito, like.
Like, all right, perfect. Yeah. What do you got, Lulu?
Yahoo!
Oh, come on. You
I
need
like
to a Midwestern that was good, cheese Lulu. Thing, or what do you got?
Go, Pat.
A Midwestern go. Cheese thing?
Yeah.
Squeak.
All right, that's a good exit. What do you got, Glanzer? What's your exit?
signing off... this is Ryan Glanzer, signing off in Radio Land. All you crazy kids out there. Boy, that's terrible. I'm going to cut that in post-production.
No, don't cut it. Leave it on. Okay. It's perfect.
Well, what do you got?
Let's see. What do I have for an exit?
Sell everybody on...
What?
Donald.
Oh. Fuck. Hold on. I had too much in my mouth.
Thank you for listening. You all to hear that. Motherfuckers.
Well done. Speaking of those voices, by the way, real quick, I thought we could do a really good Fiverr thing by advertising that we can, well, somebody suggested this to me, that we can like call kids on their birthdays doing the voices that we can do. You can do your Donald Duck one. I can do my Elmo one. We can like call kids on their birthdays for like $5 for a minute.
Oh, happy birthday, David. I hope you have a happy birthday.
Wait, people would pay us $5?
Yeah, on Fiverr. Like, I want you to call my kid on his birthday and wish him a happy birthday in that voice.
Do you think we should actually set up an ad to do that?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, except kids wouldn't understand what I was saying. I'd be like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Can you add the motherfucker at the end?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
did you guys ever listen to the old AOL thing where he's like,
oh yeah, oh, yes, baby, oh my god.
Man, that sounds like such a strain on the vocal cords.
No, it doesn't even go through the vocal
cords. It's all nasal?
Nasal?
It's in his cheek.
Oh. Yeah, I speak through my nose.
Wow.
Oh. No, it's my cheek. You can do it. You can do that both sides. Oh, that side's not as good. But I can do a dual watch. Hold on. You see that's more like a devil because it's both sides?
Oh yeah.
Alright.
That's like those throat talkers.
I can't talk out of my throat. Oh. It has nothing to do with my throat.
It's because you got those big cheeks.
It's my big old cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I get the deals too.
Mr. Potato Shirt.
I just tell him, Are you looking at my cheeks? All right, this has gone on too long for a sign off here. Bye.
Bye.
Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that part.